Talk Podcast by Wayne Maddox. Madam X. Married to a wealthy banker and shipowner, Madam Virgin Guatreau's provocative clothing and liberal use of lavender powder on her lithe and ample features did little to quell rumors that she was involved in numerous affairs. If not a model citizen, Madame Guatreau certainly was a model subject. She caught the eye of a rising young artist. I have a desire to paint her portrait, and have reason to think she would allow it, and is waiting for someone to propose homage to her beauty, John Singer Sargent stated in an 1883 letter to a mutual friend, Del Castillo. If you are Bienna Vera Belle, and you will see her in Paris, you might tell her I am a man of prodigious talent. The son of roving American parents, John Singer Sargent was born in Florence, Italy, January 12, 1856. His mother, a watercolorist, recognized John's aptitudes at an early age and encouraged his art. Unlike most boys, John did not draw things out of his head. Carefully working, he drew what he saw: trees, rocks, animals, railway carriages, and of course, people. In May 1874, Sargent showed a portfolio of his work to one of the most critically acclaimed painters and teachers of his day, Carlos Duran, and earned the privilege of studying under him. Teacher and student were ideally suited. Duran's technique of art, achieving the maximum by use of the minimum, was emulated perfectly. They emulated Spanish 17th century painter Diego Velazquez. He taught conventional teaching methods of repetitiously drawing from engravings. By paring down complex objects into unadorned masses of reflected light, he encouraged students to discard their pencils and employ bold, broad brushstrokes. The seeds of individuality, spontaneity, and boldness were planted, and imitators metamorphosized into artists. Like many of the subjects he painted, Presidents Woodrow Wilson and Theodore Roosevelt, oil tycoon John D. Rockefeller, novelist Robert Louis Stevenson and Henry James, actress Ellen Terry, artist Claude Monet, and numerous members of cosmopolitan society, Sargent was a dynamic individual. He was tall with commanding gray eyes, a short cropped beard, and was universally acknowledged for his intelligence, austerity, charm, high-mindedness, and breadth of vision. Now esteemed as one of the greatest overall painters of the late 19th and early 20th century, Sargent was regarded as a leading international portrait painter in his day. Most of the time. In the second half of his career, Sargent concentrated on scenic watercolors and murals, including a commission from the Public Library of Boston that took him 26 years to complete. His work is prominently displayed at major museums. A summer 2015 Metropolitan Museum of Art exhibit entitled Sargent, Portraits of Artists and Friends, showcased Sargent's witty, sensual, idiosyncratic, and intimate attributes, featuring many non-commissioned and experimental works. Naturally, it was a smashing success. But what about Madame Guatreau? Sargent did paint her. In this case, his frankness, his typical uncompromising style of painting things exactly as he saw them, caused such an uproar of criticism and scandal when it debuted at the Paris Salon in 1884, it eventually forced the artist to move his permanent studio from Paris to London. Detestable, boring, monstrous, lewd, critics charged. As originally exhibited, one strap of her gown had fallen down the lady's right shoulder, suggesting the possibility of further revelation. "One more struggle," wrote a critic in Le Figaro, "and the lady will be free." Guitaut's family was in an uproar, demanding that the painting be pulled. The daring neckline of her dress, the overflowing bosom, the haughty manner, the realism of white, fleshy tones. Crescent tiara worn by the sitter embodied the goddess Diana. The good lady was certainly not to blame. It was this upstart artist. Like so many Americans of his day, he had finally gone too far. Today, the life-size portrait, slightly modified by Sargent, now entitled Madame X, is amongst the most popular exhibits on permanent display in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. A true testament to timing, timeliness, and how times change.